People passing the window of the Main Street Hotel in Wilmont, Ohio, would see him sitting there playing solitaire by the hour. They'd shrug their shoulders and wonder how a man could spend his whole life alone with a deck of cards. But Tom Elliott saw more than spades and clubs and jacks and queens in the cards he turned over. He saw his entire life unfolding there, memories that included unending adventures. But the youngsters in town, how would they know? And what good would it do to tell them? It was all right. Let them shrug. Let them call him Old Man Solitaire.
And that's the dramatic opening to another story by The Player, starring America's most versatile actor, Mr. Paul Frees, who will return after a few profitable moments with your announcer. Here is your star, the player, Mr. Paul Frees.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the player welcoming you to our presentation of Old Man Solitaire. The kids passing in the street outside of the hotel would look at the old man and laugh among themselves.
Look at Old Man Solitaire. Never does anything but keeps turning over cards all day. That's a fine life. I sure wouldn't want to live like that.
The old man saw the kids out of the side of his eyes. He knew what they wanted. Adventure. They didn't want to be stick in the muds. They wanted to break away from Wilmont. He knew. He'd been young once with the great singing urge of youth. He turned over a card. Two. The two of diamonds. Why? Why, when he saw two, did it always remind him of that spring night so long ago under the twisted apple tree on the hilltop with Meg? The two.
It'll only be 2 years, Meg. That's not a lifetime. 2 years and I'll be back. I'll have money enough so that we can live right, like we deserve to, Meg.
Meg had turned her cool face to the sky, her hair almost floating on her head. And then she smiled. A slow, wonderful smile that said, "Go ahead, Tommy. I'll wait." But she trembled when she smiled, and there were touches of tears in her eyes. The old man in the hotel lobby turned over another card. The Queen of Hearts. Mother had looked like a queen that day he told them he was going to leave. Yes, like a queen, with her head so high, never once saying, "Tommy, it'll break my heart to see you go." She had never said a word. She let Dad do the talking in his wise, quiet way.
"Yes, so you're going to start on a tramp steamer, huh?"
"Yes, sir. It's all set. I signed on for 2 years. If I save, if I'm careful, I'll make just enough money to come back here and settle down in style. With you two and with Meg."
"Sure, we understand. Tommy, There's only one thing your mother and I want you to promise.
Yes, Dad?
Please write Tommy. And please come back.
And Mother sat there smiling at him.
Just like a queen.
Funny how these cards made him remember so many things. He turned up another card, the Jack of Spades. It looked like him, like Jack Mason, half smiling, half sneering, appearing to be jolly but deceitful, really. The old man crushed the card in his hand. Why had the Jack of Spades been the trump card that beat every other one in his deck? That man on that ship, could he ever forget him? The Jack of Spades.
Ahoy there, sailor!
Yes, Mr. Mason, sir?
Relay that Mr. talk, Tom. You and I are pals. Shipmates. It's Jack to you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Ah, you're a good kid. Jack Mason's gonna look after you. I like you, that's why. Yes, sir.
Puerto Rico, Martinique, and the Virgin Islands.
Dear Meg, today we're in the Virgin Islands. There's nothing much to say about myself, so I'll tell you about my friend Jack Mason.
Singapore, Saigon, and Batavia.
Dear Mother and Dad, today we're in Batavia. I am lonesome for you. My 2 years will be up before you know it, and then I'm coming home. To stay.
Cape Town, Mozambique, and Rio.
Dear Meg, the 2 years are almost up, and then I'm coming home.
But that night in Rio, another strange port, and his 2 years were up. His adventures were over. He knew then that one port was the same as another, that the little town of Wilmont would look sweeter than any colorful foreign land. What had happened that night? He could never remember exactly, that horrible night in Rio. He was saying goodbye to all the boys with his money safely in his pocket and his passage back to the States. There was a bit of a celebration. Then what? What? Was it hours, days, weeks even later that he found himself back on the ship with Jack Mason beside him, smiling, trying to explain?
You got drunk, boy, pie-eyed, and the dirty blokes on the waterfront robbed you of every cent of your pay. When we found you, we had nothing to do but bring you back on the ship.
But I don't want to go home. I'll get off at the next port.
Oh, forgot to tell you, boy, that when you were pie-eyed, you signed on again. Said you wanted to for another 2 year hitch.
The old man in the hotel lobby turned over another card. The eight of hearts. 8 years. The letters home stopped after the third year. 8 years under the thumb of Jack Mason, leading the life of a cat's paw, a marionette dancing on strings that Mason always pulled. And then at the end of 8 years, he jumped ship and came home with money and with a fast-beating heart. He came back to Wilmont, no longer a young boy. The eight. Why did that remind him of the day he raced up the stairs of his home and found it boarded up? The eight. The eight of hearts.
Mother? Dad? It's Tommy.
Hey there, young fella. What do you want?
I'm looking for Mr. and Mrs. Elliot.
Elliot? Oh, they're gone.
Gone?
Yes, both of them died about 4 summers ago. One right after the other. Folks around used to say they died of broken hearts, 'cause their son never came back.
Their son? What happened to him?
Lost at sea, maybe. Nobody knows. Say, who are you?
I'm an old friend of the Elliots. Once knew Tom. Say, he had a girl, Meg Ryan. He used to tell me about her. Do you know where she is?
Yes, I did hear tell. She waited for the critter 5 years or more. Married now to Bud Hawkins, a grocer. Got 2 fine kids.
The Eight of Hearts. 8 years. It was a whole lifetime. 8 years, and he came back to a lonely town like a modern Rip Van Winkle who'd been asleep or dead. And so he'd gone back to sea. The Ace of Spades. The time he had murder in his heart. Could he ever forget that? He bumped into Jack Mason again, found himself with Mason as his superior officer, and again Mason got the upper hand. That time in Aden, like a nightmare. Knockout drops, and the boat sailed away without him. Jack Mason had won again. The Ace of Spades. The Ace. Stranded. Stranded by Mason in the heat and squalor of Aden, alone, without money. And then Tommy Elliott swore he'd kill that man, kill him if it took the last ounce of energy in him. He bought a gun with a bullet marked Jack Mason. And so he set out from Aden to Suceda, across the dried mud, over huge cracks in the desert earth, burning hot by day, biting cold by night. 10 days of hell, but at the end, Mason, dead. But when he arrived at Suceda, at the dock, he found the ship lying there in quarantine. And they told him the news.
An epidemic. Most of the men, Sahib, are dead. Officer Jack Mason, he is dead too.
Now he sat in the hotel lobby and turned up the last card. He smiled half sadly. He had won the game of solitaire. But then again, he always won at solitaire. Now the kids were passing again outside and pointing at him. What are they saying? I know what they're saying.
Look at old man Solitaire. What do you suppose he sees him playing cards by himself like that all day? I wouldn't want to live a life like that, would you? Heck, I want adventure.
And so ends another story by The Player, starring your one-man theater, Paul Frees, who portrays all of the parts. Mr. Frees will return in just a moment after a few words from your announcer.
And Solitaire was written by Jerry Lawrence and produced by Sam Kerner, with music composed and performed by Rami Idris. Special effects by Fred Cole. Your announcer was Gary Goodwin. Won't you join us again when we present another exciting story for your entertainment? This is The Player. Paul Frees saying goodbye. Until next, we meet.